Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Wagwan, wagwan, guys. You know what time it is, you know what day it is. It's currently 7 p.m. and we're live on Radio Africana, and I welcome you to Memes and Minds with Esther. Guys, how have you been? It's been a long week, but I feel like it's been a long year. You know, I'm always happy to come back here to talk to you guys, you know, and I know you are glad to hear my voice, so thank you, I appreciate it. But anyways, guys, how are you doing? Guys, I can't believe next month is August. Tell me, what's going on? Why is next month August? Like, why is the year moving faster? Come on, what's going on? But I mean, it's a good thing anyways, you know. It's not a good thing because we're going to get into winter period. It's going to be flipping cold again. Guys, oh my God. Oh my God. But this year is moving fast. It's moving really fast. But it's what it is anyways. Guys, welcome back again. Let's get straight into the gist of today. Guys, before I continue, just so you all know, I've taken a break from Love Island at the minute because they're messing with my mental health. So I'm taking a break. I mean, I've not watched like the last two episodes, so I can't bring myself to watch what they've done to Shakira, but we'll get back to that as I recover, okay? But yeah. Okay, that's that aside. So let's get into the gist of today. Continue from last week, or for the past 2 weeks, I'll be talking about why do young people feel pressured to make it at a young age? What's the pressure about? What's the rush about? That's what I've been talking about for the past 2 weeks. Yeah. And today I'm going to summarize it because, you know me, I like doing research, you know. So last week I brought like facts or some general reasons why, you know, young people feel pressurized to make it at early age. And today I've got like some tweets and I've heard from like other people like what causes it, but then like little reminders to let you know that, oh, it's okay to feel pressure. No, it's not okay. What am I saying? It's not okay to feel pressured, but then there are ways we can deal with it. Okay, so I'm just gonna give you like a summary of what we'll be talking about for the past 2 weeks, right? So I start with recognizing that, okay, feeling pressured is normal, especially at this young age that we are in. We feel pressure to want to make it, and feeling pressure is caused by a couple of things. I said that sometimes it's caused by what we see. It's mostly influenced by what we see around us, like environmental factors, like especially social media. I kept talking about social media last time because social media has great massive influence in young people, even old people, but it's mostly young people. So literally social media influences literally everything that we do. And then I also said that family also affect us being pressured, because family or parents, or African parents specifically, they have like this ID pictures, like they've got this picture they've visualized for us that this is what they want us to be. And then when we start growing up, they start, you know, pushing us towards that direction, even if it's not what we want to do. I'm not saying all parents, but, you know, like, let's say like 90-80%, right? And also, even at a young age, like this, when we start making money, then we start feeling, oh, we need to, you know, we feel pressured. Or even if our family don't pressurize us, we just feel like this responsibility that, oh, we need to cater for our parents, we need to do this, we need to do that. So family is a massive factor as well. And then I also went on to say last week, I said there are lots of problems that comes with being pressurized. And if you can't control it, it's going to mess us up, right? I said, a couple of things about, you know, the damage that comes with being pressurized. I said it shifts your focus, because what you plan, okay, what you want to do, what that dream that you have in your head, that goal, that thing that you have in your head that you want to achieve, because obviously you are being pressured, because obviously you are being forced to do what you don't want to do, by doing so you are shifted from your main focus. Okay, and then being pressurized is draining. Sometimes it's so draining. It is so draining, because I mean, come to think of it, you are doing something that you, inside of you, deep down inside of you, you don't want to do. Do you get what I mean? So that's one thing about being pressurized. And then I went on to say that we can manage pressure by redefining what making it in life means to us. That's really important, because making it for me might be, my own definition of making it might be different from your own definition of making it. I can say, okay, if my own definition of making it might be, okay, I've got loads of car, I've got houses here, I've got this, I've got that, and then your own definition might be, okay, I just want to have family. Your own definition of making it might just be, okay, I want to have family. And another person's definition of making it might just be, oh, I just want to be famous. So your own definition is different from my own definition. So first of all, you need to redefine what making it is for you. Is it getting the latest car? Is it getting the biggest house? Is it buying the biggest land in Nigeria? Or is making it, does it mean achieving your goal? Does it mean where you picture yourself 5 years ago? Is that where you are now? If that's a definition, make sure you get your definition right and then you work towards it. And then I also say knowing what you want, which is really, really important, because I said last week, from the age of like 18 and then to like 30, or let's say like 28, 27, that age gap is the age where we're still like figuring out what we want. We're still like, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Mind you, some people, they know what they want to do right from the age of like 10, but reality really, really kicks in, because you're starting to weigh your option, like, okay, this is what I said I want to do 5 years ago. Is this what I still want to do in the next 5 years? So that age gap is where we're still like, okay, figuring out what we want to do. And lucky for some persons, they figure it on time, they know what they want to do. While some persons, they are still struggling, they're still exploring different options to know what they really, really want. Okay, and then I also said set your priorities right. Know what comes before what. Don't just start doing things. No, come on. Set your priorities right. Know what you want to do. Know what's more important. That's why when we had the series of lifestyle series, and then I spoke about savings, about budget. I spoke about the 50-30-20 rules. Like, your 50% goes to your needs, your 30% goes to your want, and 20% goes to, you know, your savings. Yeah. And then your 50% obviously is your needs. That's what you want. That's what you need to survive. That's your need. You need that. Like, it comes before anything. So same rule that applies to that 50-30 rules, it also applies to the same when it comes to setting our priorities right. We need to know what comes first before what. So set your priorities right. And then lastly, I said celebrating little wins. Guys, celebrate yourself. Listen, no matter how little you've achieved, always celebrate yourself. Self-motivation. Celebrate yourself. No matter what you've achieved, just celebrate yourself. I'm not saying throw a big party for yourself. Don't get me wrong, guys. I'm not saying throw a big party for yourself. Little thing matters. Okay? So always celebrate yourself. And then before I forget, I said strike a balance between being motivated and being pressurized. That one is very, very important. That one is very, very important. Some persons, if you ask them, obviously you can see that, oh, you're obviously doing this thing because you want to be like your mates. You can see clearly that, okay, this is why you're doing this. This is why you're working hard, because you want to be like your mates. But then if you ask them, why are you working hard? They'll be like, oh, I'm self-motivated. But shut up, you're not self-motivated. You just want to be like your mate. So please, make sure you strike a balance between motivation and being pressurized. Okay? Guys, before I start telling you what I've gathered from Twitter, let's go on a short little break. Is it a break or our first song of the day, guys? So we're gonna listen to Love Rhythm by Rotimi. Is it Rotimi or Rotimi? I don't know how to pronounce it. Rotimi, whichever. But yeah, let's listen to that song. And then when we get back, we get right into it. I'll be right back, guys.
Wish I could start it over. Baby, I need you over. Wish I could taste. Kiss you down by your waist. He treats you wrong. Wish I could show you love. Wish I could make you know it. Baby, you need to know it. Where do you go? Every time I touch it there, yeah. Whispering love. Ain't nobody gotta hear. He lost control. Doesn't even know you're here. Nobody knows. I just keep it in my head. I don't say too much.
Welcome back, guys. You just listened to Love Rhythm by Rotimi. If you're just joining us, you're welcome. This is Memes and Minds with Esther, and I'm your host, Esther. Thank you for joining us, guys. You know the vibe, you know the gist. If you've got anything to say, if you've got any comments and you want to let us know, you can go to my Instagram page at memes_minds_, drop a comment on any of our posts there. Or if you're bold enough, you can ring us right now on the number 01612229960. 01612229960. And share your thoughts. Okay? Go on. Right, so before we went on that little break, I said that we're gonna be reading, you know, out the thoughts of people from like the tweets from Twitter, obviously. Oh, yeah, obviously, yeah. From Twitter, what people think about making it at a young age. And guys, when I went on Twitter, I was like, okay, people are going through a lot. Listen, guys, one thing that I'll keep saying is that Memes and Minds is a community where everyone should be heard, everyone should be seen. And this show, my main focus on the show is to let people, like young people who are going through stuff or whatsoever out there, is to make sure, is to make them feel like, okay, I'm not the only person dealing with this, and I feel like, okay, I'm being seen or I'm being heard. Okay, so on Twitter, I see people saying a lot of things. I'm like, okay, I'm not the only person thinking or feeling this way. Do you get what I mean? So yeah, I'm gonna step by step, or one after the other, or in no particular order, read out the thoughts from Twitter. Right, so how can we manage being pressurized, or what do you think young people feel pressure to make it at a young age? Right, so someone say, we really just pull up an age out of nowhere and pressure ourselves to make it before then. And the person went on to say, when I was younger, it was 25 or 30. Now I don't care, because the plan is to keep pushing. That's it. Honestly, the thing is, when we, at a young age, let's say at the age of, I remember when I, obviously, I told you guys last week, I told my mom when I was growing up, I said, oh God, mom, I want to be a musician. Because I saw Messing, she was singing. I was like, oh mom, I think I want to be a musician. Then she looked at me like, oh, what? And I had the longest 2 hours advice of my entire life. But anyway, so years ago, I said, oh, I want to be a musician. But now, it's changed. That's why I said, at this age, or at this age gap that we're in now, is a time where we discover, we find ourselves, basically. We find out what we really, really have passion for. Mind you, when I said I want to be a musician years ago, my mom was like, okay, no, you can't be a musician, you can be a doctor whatsoever. And then I started pursuing that dream. I said, okay, let me be a doctor whatsoever. But then I was like, nah. I was like, nah. When I got to the UK, I was like, nah, I don't think that's what I want to do. Okay, let's do something else. And yeah, we are doing this that I enjoy. Okay, so basically, when you're growing up, you say, okay, this is what I want to be. I want to be a banker. Because when you're just growing up, let's say at the age of like 5, 6, 7, 8 to like 15. Unless not 15 is a bit, when you're 15, you still like you've matured a little bit. Let's say from the age of like 5, 6 to like 13, 12, you're like, oh, I'm gonna be a banker, I'm gonna be a lawyer, I'm gonna be a doctor. And then when you get to the age of like 18, you start saying, okay, I don't think I want to be a banker, or let's switch to something else. At the age of 20, you start saying, okay, I don't think that wants to work for me, I want to do something else. It's gradual process, everything just changed. And then this person is saying that there's no specific age, it's just that our generation, we've pulled up like a particular age that if you don't make it between the age of 20 to 30, you are useless. Some of us, we have that mentality. Not me though. that's why I brought up this topic. Right, so some people, they have the mentality that, okay, you have to make, don't get me wrong though, at some point I was like, okay, by the age of 26, I want to do that. And then it got to a point I was like, okay, even if I don't make it at this age, it doesn't mean that I failed in life. You know, it's gradual process. Sometimes these things, they take time. You need to build yourself, it takes time. And the fact that as we grow up, we start maturing, we start realizing some certain things, and reality starts to kick in. You see? So sometimes, not even sometimes, this generation, we've pulled up with a particular age that at the age of 25 or 30, you should accomplish this. And this person has said that, I don't even care at this point. At this point, I just want to hustle, make my money, live a good life. That's what matters. Right, so next tweet. Shama says, you're 25, burning out like you're 40, all because you're chasing millions before you hit 30. Relax. Success isn't a race, it's a rhythm. build skills, stack habits, stay consistent, the money will flow. Clock that. I like the last word, build skills. God, you see what I'm saying? I said learn hand skill matters. Hobbies, invest in your hobbies, invest in your interest, invest in something that you like doing. There's nothing more, you know, satisfying when you work, you do something from your by yourself, and then you get the money yourself. Do you get what I'm saying? And he says, and Sharma says, stack habits, stay consistent. The one thing about consistency is that what my own personal experience is that if you want to be consistent with something, you have to enjoy it. That's it. If you want to stay consistent, because imagine you waking up going to a horrible job that you don't enjoy. You might just one day wake up and be like, okay, I'm not going, because obviously you don't enjoy it. But if it's something that you enjoy, if it's something that you like, if it's something that every morning you wake up to, you're looking forward to, if it's something that you really, really enjoy, trust me, consistency is going to be back to back, 100, back to back. So always make sure that you invest in something that you enjoy. Okay, in as much as when I say invest in your hobby, I'm not saying quit your part-time or your full-time job and start focusing or you can do it on the side, because realistically speaking, that side hustle or that hobby that you're doing might not cater for all your needs, might not cater for your priority. But obviously you're going to have like a part-time job or something that sustain you, but then you working and feeding for yourself or taking care of yourself doesn't stop you from investing in your interest or investing in your hobby. Okay, so in as much as you want to work, always make sure you don't lose your focus, you don't lose your interest. Okay, and then the person also said something that he said, you're 25 and then you're looking like 40 all because you're chasing millions before you hit 30. Relax. Success isn't a race. I tell you guys, I keep saying this. Everyone run at a different pace. But the thing is, we're all gonna get there. If you see your mates that same age as you, they're any more than you are, listen, take your time. When I say take your time, I don't mean you should sit back and do nothing. Nothing's gonna come for you. Nothing's gonna pay your bill. Do you get what I'm saying? So relax, don't feel pressurized by what you've seen your mate doing. You are doing way better than somebody else, or you're even someone's role model. You never can tell. Okay. Right, so next tweet. The person said, know this. You're not late, you're not behind, you're just in the part of the story where the pressure builds before the breakthrough. Stop comparing your life to others. Stop thinking you failed because you are not a millionaire at 25. Real growth takes time as long as you stay consistent and trust your path. Your time is coming, just don't quit before it does. Motivational speaker. Right, let's break this down. You're not late, you're not behind, you're just on the part of the story where the pressure builds before the breakthrough. Guys, let me just say one thing, right? In this life, listen, we're not going to be in that particular phase that we are in. We are definitely going to go beyond that phase that we're in, or this present phase that we are in. Trust me. Not even trust me. Obviously, you can see it. The place, this stage that you are in, it wasn't the same stage you was like 10 years ago. It was different. And trust me, in the next 1 year, 2 year, you're going to be in a different whole level. And then it's all going to be, I keep telling people, I say, this stage, that's my motivation. This stage that you're in, it's all part of the story. And listen, there's no story without the good and the bad parts. Even movies that we watch, where we see the protagonist and the antagonist, we see where they fight each other, but it's all part of the story. It's all going to make sense at the end. So that's it. Your life is a story. Okay, the stage you are in is part of the story, and it will get better. definitely it will get better. And stop comparing yourself with others. Stop comparing yourself or stop saying, oh, this is, he's got that at this age, he's got that at this age, he's got, especially, you know what pisses me off? Yeah, is that some persons, they compare themselves with people they see on social media. I tell you guys, not everything you see on social media is real. Not everything. I said the other day, I said, even vloggers, when they tell you, oh, a day in my life, a day in my life, you can't put a day, obviously, a day in your life is 24 hours. You can't put a 24 hours of your, you can't put 24 hours of your life in a 30-second clip or in a 1-minute clip. They cut off some certain things inside and you don't see it. And because of what they've shown you, you pick on those things. And I said, social media, it gives us good information and bad information. So it's left for you to receive the good information or receive the bad information. So try to pick on the good things. Okay? And also stop thinking that you failed because you're not a millionaire at 25. Stop it. Stop. Stop thinking that, oh, because I've not started having millions in my bank account, I failed. You've not failed. It's all part of the story. It's all part of the story. Okay? Now, next tweet. I said, and D said, I don't know who needs to hear this, but age shaming and fake timelines need to stop. Social media got people out here saying they made their first million at 20, when in reality they're at 29, which is totally fine. This word pressure to make it before 25 is exhausting. Honestly, it is exhausting. It is exhausting. It is exhausting. And it's true, you know, social media, you see people, they tell you, oh, I got my car at the age of 20, I got my car at the age of 19. And then when you go down to check, you just see that they're 30 or way more than that. Why? Because they want to paint a picture for social media or for the internet. And because of that, it starts affecting young people. They start feeling pressured. They start saying, oh, I'm older than you. I'm supposed to be more than what you are now. And because of that, they start to pressurize themselves. They start to work themselves out because, oh, they want to be like that 21-year-old they saw on the internet. Okay? We young generation, we've got to understand that we need to take our time. Not take our time, though, but then we need to relax. We need to relax. I said this before. I said, if anything happens to you and you land at the hospital, your own money that you've worked for, that's what you're going to use to treat yourself. Okay? So we need to relax, please. And then, next tweet. You're not behind. You're in the building phase. Between 25 to 35, a man is tested emotionally, financially, spiritually. It's not pressure to succeed, it's pressure to become unbreakable. The world wants you rushed, but God wants you ready. Focus, don't fold. All of this are motivation. That motivated me as well, I can't lie, because guys, whatever I'm saying, whatever topic I'm talking about, I've either experienced it or I can relate to it. So all of these tweets are just like a motivation to me. Okay, now at the age of 25 or from 20 to 30, men are being tested. When I say men, both girls, both boys, whatsoever, we are being tested. And in the process of being tested, we start to figure out, okay, this is what I really want. This is what I really want to do. This is what my focus is. Why? Because we're being tested. Okay? And then the pressure starts to kick in. The pressure starts to kick in, and then the world is pushing us. You've got to do this. You have to do this. You have. When I said the world is pushing us, not everyone needs to tell you, okay, you have to achieve this by the age of 25. You have to do this. Like, people are not literally telling you, but then you feel pressurized because of what you're saying. But one thing is that you can control it. You can manage pressure. I said this last week. I said, you are influenced by what you want to be influenced with. Okay? If someone tells you, I said a story about, oh, one of my mates, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. not because it doesn't, not because he can't, or not because he doesn't have the privilege, but it's his choice. He obviously goes out with friends, with people that drink when they go out, but he never drinks. Self-discipline. His mates they've told him, oh, drink, why don't you try drink? Why don't you try smoking? Why don't you do this? They've told him, but he's never moved by that. My point is, you can be influenced by what you want to be influenced by. So even if you see whatsoever, you see people on social media that are getting cars, they're doing this, they're doing that, that, you can be influenced by that. You can either be influenced, or you can either just, okay, chill, that's not my problem. And that's why I'm laying emphasis on this topic. That's why I've had three episodes for this topic, because it's something that we need to deal with by ourselves. Okay, now next tweet. Someone just said a story. My birthday is this Friday, which is today. Happy birthday to you, Imoni Rice. My birthday is this Friday. No one puts the pressure of having a payout by Friday for me, or a day out on Friday. I pressured myself into thinking I could do it. Now we are days away from it with nothing to show for. The pressure kept building, which led to making stupid choices. I'll read it again. My birthday is this Friday, which is today. And the person tweeted this 3 days ago. So say my birthday is this Friday. No one put the pressure of having a day out on Friday, which is today. I pressured myself into thinking I could do it. Now we're days away from it with nothing to show for. The pressure kept building, which led to making stupid choices. In summary, what this person is saying, that the same thing that I said, you can either be pressured, or you can either be influenced by what you want to be influenced by. Okay, now obviously Imoni Rice's birthday is today, and 3 days ago he didn't have any plan, he didn't have anything that he had in mind. Obviously his friends wasn't pressurizing him, his friends wasn't telling him, okay, you have to do this, we need to go out, we need to travel, we need to do this for your birthday. Obviously they weren't doing that, but then he just personally felt the pressure that he's got to do this on his birthday, which is today. And because of that, it's led him to make stupid decisions, which has affected him. In summary, what I am saying, or what Imoni Rice is saying, is that pressure comes from within sometimes. Okay? We sometimes feel like we have to do this. It comes from within, because sometimes we want to impress others. Okay? So sometimes take a step back, chill. Because sometimes when you make decision because you are in a rush, it's gonna affect you in future. And when I say future can be like in the next 1 hour. Mm-hmm. Don't think it's like in 5 years time. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we've got lots. Right, next tweet. Tony says, nobody's more stressed than an 18 to 25 year old thinking they are running out of time. It's good that you're operating with urgency, but understand that you're still young. Always maintain the inner fire. Your time will come soon. And it's actually true, you know. I've always seen this meme everywhere. Nobody's more stressed than an 18 to 25 year old thinking they're running out of time. The thing is, I do understand that, okay, before the age of 40, we want to be, you know, relaxed and enjoying what we've worked for at this young age, which is really, really valid. Because trust me, I don't want to be, okay, I'm 50, I'm working back to back like I'm working at, no, I don't want to. That should be an age where I'm relaxing, where I'm enjoying what I've worked for. Okay, this is the age where we've got to work, but then we have to strike a balance. We have to strike a balance, because if at this age we are being pressurized, we are working, and then our focus are being shifted. If we get to the age of like 50, it's all just gonna be like, okay, what have I been doing? That's why you see like old people these days. Some of them are still working. Come on, guys. So we need to make sure that we strike a balance. In as much as we want to work, obviously we want to work. We need to pay bills. We need to do this. Our future is ahead of us. We also need to strike a balance. Okay. Now, next tweet. Real talk. Gen says, "You're 25, carrying pressure like a man twice your age. Why? Because you've been lied to. Social media got you thinking if you're not a millionaire by 30, you're a failure. But bro, legacy ain't built overnight. You want wealth, respect, freedom, and that's solid. That's solid. You see the same thing everyone's talking about. Social media. Social media has a massive influence. Like, it has a massive influence. Nah, it's bad. Social media, nah. You can either take the good part or you take the bad part. Social media, oh my god. Anyway, that tweet, it was self-explanatory, right? So next meme. Unfortunately, even I have started accepting the fact that it's so not possible to push till that point, especially at this age. But then one can hope and pray, as it's all about having that motivation. It's not all about having pressure. Know when you're being motivated and know when you're being pressurized. Strike a balance. It's better to be motivated than to be pressurized. Think about that. Think about that deep. It's better to be motivated than to be pressurized. I'll say it again. What I said last week, right? Motivation. You see yourself achieving what you've planned, what you've dreamt for. Motivation. You have like a clear picture of where you want to be in the next 2 to 3 years. And then you start working towards it. And what is the motivation? Your motivation is your goal. That's it. It's your goal. If you have a clear picture of what you want to achieve in the next 2 to 3 years, trust me, even if pressure comes left and right, you dodge it. Why? Because your eyes are fixed on your goal. That is motivation. It keeps you going. And even sometimes where you are drained mentally, because you have that picture in your head, because you have that picture, you have that clear picture of what you want to achieve. Even at some point when you are drained, when you are crashing out, that picture is just your motivation. Okay? Meanwhile, when it comes to being pressurized, you don't even know what you're working for. You don't even know what you're doing. I just want to be like my mates. That's your goal. And then when you're drained, when you're crashing out, there's nothing to lift you up. There's nothing to motivate you, because all you've been working for is to impress people, not to impress yourself. Come on. So please, legacy, like this guy said, it's a legacy. It's not built overnight. You have to work your way up there. Okay? Next tweet. Guys, I have to make sure we do memes of the week today, because last week I skipped memes of the week because of this particular topic. It's something that needs to be dealt with. Okay? So I'll rush everything to make sure that we do memes of the week, because it's my favorite part, guys. Okay, let's go on. Don't be carried away, Esther. Okay, right. Next tweet. You're 25, actually the last tweet of today, right? So you're 25, burning out like you're 40, or because you are chasing millions before you hit 30. Okay, this is the same meme. It's the same tweet before. Relax. Success isn't a race, it's a rhythm. Build skills, stack habits, stay consistent, and the money will flow. Told you guys. I'm a good singer. You guys, you know this. Come on. Anyway, so this person has said, I've read it out before, so I'm just going to go over it again. So, success isn't a race. Everybody runs different pace. I can be running 20 miles per hour, and then you can be running 30. The other person might be running 50. As long as we get to our destination. Plus, everyone's dream is different. Everyone's goal is different. Where I'm aiming at is different from where you're aiming at. Okay? Build habits. Build skills. And one thing that I've discovered that one thing that I've discovered in this life is that whatever phase you are in, whatever experience you are in at that point of your life, whenever you come out of that experience, you have something, you've learned something that's going to help you for the next stage of your life. Okay? When I left high school, I learned a couple of things, and then it helped me when I went to the uni. And even when I came to the UK, those skills that I've learned from different stages, it helps me become who I am. I was having a conversation with one of my tutors the other day, and then she's 50 years old, and then I asked her, if you had the power to go back to past, to change your past, or would you, would you rather have the power to go back in past, or to go back in time to change the past, or would you rather have the power to go in future to change what's gonna happen? And then she said, I would go to the future, not to the past. And I asked her, okay, what's the reason? And then she went on to say, she said something that I kept thinking about. She said, because what I've learned in my past, whatever has happened to me in the past, has made me who I am today. And that's so true. That's so true. Some persons, if you ask them, they'll be like, okay, I'd rather go back in past to change what's happened to me. But sometimes you've got to sit down, think about how you are now, how you've grown because of those things that's happened to you. The fact that you are alive alone is a big thing. It's a big thing. So I kept thinking about what she said. I thought to myself, I was like, okay, out of everything that I've seen in life, out of everything that's happened to me in the past, would I still want to go back and change? And I was like, I started thinking about it. If not for what happened years ago, would I be here? Would I be doing this? Would I be where I am today? Would I be doing all of this? Things that you learn, they build you. They build you. And it's up to you. Sometimes these things, they might also break us, but it's left for us to pick up ourselves and continue. Because the thing is, as long as you are alive, there's always a brighter tomorrow. And I keep saying, it gets better, guys. It does get better. It will get better. Okay? Guys, let's go on a short break. I feel like I've spoken. Oh my God. But you can't blame me. This is what I love to do. Love to talk. You know, that's me. You know the gist. So guys, let's go on a short break. And we're going to listen to Me and You by one and only Thames. I'll be right back, guys.
This is my decision. This is my decision. I don't think you listen, you listen. I don't think you listen. For me to come out, it must mean I'm a detail. It must mean I'm not the same. It must mean I'm on your case. For me to come out, it means that I'm not the detail. I want to show you my world.
Only me and you. you.
Welcome, welcome back, guys. You've just listened to Me and You by the one and only Thames. By the one and only Thames. Guys, if you're just joining us, you're welcome to Memes and Minds with Esther. You are a little bit late. You're late. But it's fine. I forgive you. You're right on time for Memes of the Week. Guys, I'm so excited. Like, this is my favorite part, obviously. You know that, right? So, we're gonna get straight into it, okay? And like I said, guys, all I've spoken about today, if you've got anything you want to say, if you're like, okay, this needs to be heard, I need to say this on Memes and Minds, please do well to go to my Instagram page at memes_minds_, drop your comments, and also anticipate in all of our posts, okay? Thank you. God bless you. Right, memes of the week, guys, let's get right into it. First meme. First meme of the day. Since I leave secondary school, I never see where Sokatwa helped my life. Guys, remember Sokatwa? That's not Pythagoras theorem. It's trigonometry, is it? Yes, it's trigonometry. Yeah. Oh my god. As much as it sounds so easy to say, it's a very, very difficult topic in mathematics. I mean, I don't even like myself, honestly speaking. I feel like I'm not the only person. Like, gosh. Okay, now tell me why I spent how many years did I spend in high school? I spent that long time in high school learning Sokatwa, and now I've not seen anywhere that it's helped me. Do you know what? Yeah, I feel like that some topics should not even be taught. Like, there's not use that. What am I doing with Pythagoras theorem? Why am I finding the X? What am I finding it for? Why? Come on. And then someone commented and said, Dazlin said, the full meaning of Sokatwa is So means soak Gary, car means hustle for cash always, Twa means take life serious. I saw this and I was rolling. I was like, come on, how do you guys come up with these things? And then I said to myself, I was like, oh, it actually makes sense now. So now that's what Sokatwa means at this point of our life. Honestly. Right, so next meme of the day. Right, so Alex says, when Oyinbo people invented the sentence, are you okay? It was a caring sentence till it got to Niger and it became a sentence of fight. Guys, you know that sentence or that question, are you okay? It means different things, so depends on the location you are in. Honestly speaking, I mean, in the UK, you can randomly ask anybody, are you okay? Even if you don't care, are you okay? That's like written. But then in Nigeria, you want to ask somebody, are you okay? Are you okay means something different. Like, are you mad? And from that question, blood will start to flow. Honestly speaking. So the question, are you okay? It means different things. Depends on the location that you are in. So wherever you are, make sure you use that sentence well. Next meme. Demi says, I hate when I cook rubbish and it's plenty. God. I remember years ago when I lost my mind. Guys, when I made oil rice. The first oil rice I made. It was 5 cups in Nigeria. Obviously, we use, you know, their little cups to measure. I was just learning how to make food, right? I made oil rice. I was like, oh, I'm going to make for my whole family today, okay? They're going to come back from work. They're going to be excited. Esther made her first jollof rice. Sorry, her first oil rice. Okay, I made the rice, you know. Made it. Put oil. I said, okay, it's cooking. Put Maggi, put sauce. I'm cooking. Let her cook. Now, let her cook. Still cooking. I burnt the rice, number one. I mean, if it was only burning the rice, I would have been, okay, it's fine. We can manage it. The oil, they one side. The rice, they one side. How did you end up like that? Oil, they flow from one side. The rice, the another side. And the rice was not even well done. Oh, my God. Guys, do not use this story against me. Do not. This is a safe space for us. Let me say my man, please. That food was for the whole family. Guess what, guys? Guess what? The trauma. I could not eat that night, so everybody had to look for something else to eat. No, I was not happy, honestly. And then my mom had to recook it, and you know African mom now, they have their magic, they have some magic fingers. But now, guys, we're looking at one of the best cooks in the whole of Africa. Anyways, next meme, guys. Someone says, I have to stay off indeed. I have an interview to be a pastor at 2:30 p.m. I'm sorry, what? One thing about Indeed, it has like this automatic application. Like, you can apply for a job like anytime. Like, you know, just press automatic application, just go straight. Sometimes you don't even know the job you're applying for. And then someone applied to be a pastor. I mean, it's not bad. You can be a pastor. Oh my God. Next meme. Amazon will tell you that your package is coming in 3 days, but we deliver it the next day. These are the type of lies that I need in my life, honestly. You know that feeling, oh my, especially Fashion Nova, when they tell you, oh, your package is gonna arrive in 7 working days, and then it comes like in 4-6 working days. Ah, that's so satisfying. That's why I took a risk, guys. I took a risk last month. I was having an event to go for. Obviously, I had just like 10 days, and then I ordered my outfit. It's just 6 days to the event because I put my trust on Fashion Nova, and they didn't actually fail. It came on that day that I was supposed to go out. That day. So those are the type of things I want to. That's the type of lie I want to hear. You know, you tell me my package is coming in the next 7 days, but then it comes in the next 5 days. Ah. Thank you. You've won my heart. Thank you. Anyways, next meme. I'm at the age where checking Gmail is part of my social media routine. Period. Honestly, guys. Honestly. Do you know what? Yeah. Back in Nigeria, I didn't even care about Gmail. Did I have a Gmail? Yeah. But did I open it? No. But here, literally, you need your Gmail to do literally anything. Literally everything. You need your Gmail. And then, as I'm scrolling from TikTok to IG, I'm going to Gmail to check what's up, what's going on, what's happening. It's just story of my life. So, next meme. I really love this one, guys. Someone said, I can't scroll nowhere without nothing beats a Jeju holiday. Oh my God, that's one of my favorite ever. Nothing beats a Jeju holiday. And right now you can say £40 per person. Oh my God. Oh my God, I love that sound. And you know what people are doing with it now on TikTok? They can have like an awkward cringe video or an embarrassing video, and then they use this sound. Nah, Jeju holiday, I've suffered, honestly. And before I scroll like 3 times, if I'm not seeing Love Island, I'm seeing Jeju holiday. Honestly, my FYP, nah, I built my FYP brick by brick. Right, next meme. Actually, the last meme. Okay, I'm tired of eating the same thing over and over and over again. We need some new animals. I'm sorry. I want a 6 pieces of dragon. Honestly, everyone just fed up. You're eating the same thing over and over and over again. If you're not eating chicken, you're eating fish. If it's not fish, you're eating egg. If it's not egg, you're eating beef. We need to start eating something different, you know? But not a dragon though. Come on. Anyways, guys, we have come to the end of today's episode about being pressured, but at a young age. At the end of the day, we all want to make it, okay? We all want to make it. We all want to get there. We will get there, guys. We will. In as much as you don't want to feel pressurized, you want to stay motivated, okay? Just, I feel like at the end of the day, just go for what you want. Set your priorities right, okay? Redefine what it means to make it in life. Don't be carried away by what you see. Not everything you see, even reality, not everything you see are even real. There are still some things that are hidden. Okay? You just have to know what works for you. You have to know your lifestyle. Redefine it. Redefine your purpose. Okay? And trust me, guys, if there's more things that I need to say on our next episode, next Friday, 7 p.m., we get right into it. Guys, do well to give us a follow at memes_minds_. Anticipate on all of our posts. Drop your comments, repost. Literally everything we post are relatable. So definitely there's something you need to relate to. So yeah. So do well to enjoy your evening. Do well to have a lovely weekend. Do well to have a beautiful week ahead. And I'll see you. No, I will catch you. I will talk to you in our next episode, next Friday, 7 p.m. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
It's Friday again. I thought the hands of time would change me, and I'd be over this by now. Yeah, it's been too long since we got crazy. I'm lucky spinning out. I'm counting down till Friday come. I'm gonna do too much. Know I'm all in my bag, that's clutch. Weekend on a wave, yeah.
Station in Manchester for Afrobeat.
Calm down, calm down.